Thursday night, or Liyud Beis of Tvar Halach and Chavis Halvavis. So we were learning last night. about the fact that last time we looked, the Beis Hamikdash is not built yet, and there are signs of Avelus, not signs, manifestations of Avelus, Hanhogos of Avelus that you're supposed to do a whole year round. So we talked about Ori Yehuda and B'chur Bonom, and now the Mokom HaMikdash B'chur Bono. So you tear Kriya, you have to tear Kriya, and that's not totally in Shilton Yehudim or Shilton Goyim, that's B'chur Bonom, that there's no Beis HaMikdash. So common custom really is that when you see the mosque that's built on the Mokom HaMikdash, that's called Rai HaMikdash B'chur Bono. If you would just see the Kosel, that probably is also based on Mikdash B'chur Bono. Some Machmir, so to speak, to see the Mokom HaAzara. But, okay, some people climb to the top of the building and to look down at the Mokom HaAzara to see the actual Mokom HaMikdash. Kriya has to be Mu'umad. There's a din Kriya. The din of Kriya is Mu'umad. So if you're in a car and you see it, and you're mechuyev to tear kriya, so you're not yotzei sitting down. So you would have to work it out in a safe way. To if you're going to do it, then when the chiyuv kicks in, you would have to get out of the car and stand and say it. There seems to be a minhag. I don't know if we could dignify it with the word minhag, but it is brought down as minhag Yerushalayim. That people that live in Yerushalayim don't tear Kriya, even if they haven't been, and they haven't been there for 30 days, they haven't seen it for 30 days. There's various cheshbonos given for that phenomenon, we'll call it. And some say there's no such thing. I'd rather you have to if you aren't there in 30 days. And certainly one should be makbid if one lives in Yerushalayim, not in Beit Shemesh, which, like, why would someone do that? But just in case someone lives in Yerushalayim, not in Beit Shemesh. So, There is, like, you're careful to go every 30 days. Okay, Chavis Halvavis. We're in Shara Precious. We're in a very anomalous perek. It's a perek Revi in Shara Precious, where he basically is talking about how do you recognize the true Parush from the fake Parush. We're not playing What's My Line. This is something else he's talking about. You see, you know what I'm talking about. No one else does. Okay. So he goes through a list. We talked yesterday about why this is important to do, to point out how you can tell the difference. And he just goes through a list, and every few words is another characteristic of someone whose precious is sincere and spiritual and real, versus someone whose precious, as we had in the previous parak, is forced, or it's a product of wanting kavod, or it's a product of not having enough money to buy the things he wants, etc. So, like, he just goes through a list of characteristics, and we're in the middle of that list, and we'll continue tonight where we're up to. Eino noter ve'eino mekane. So you say, what does that have to do with precious? But if you think about it a little, which always a good idea, so you would realize that certainly he's not mekane, because he's a real parish, so he doesn't have a desire to own things, which is Makane, a no tear. Also, he's at peace with the world, he's at peace with himself, and he's less apt to fall into that nisoyon and to be noted, to bear a grudge, because in his mind, what he has, and what he doesn't have, he doesn't have. He's at peace with himself regarding his precious, so he certainly wouldn't be no tear if someone did something to him, because his mental attitude is a very accepting one, and, you know, whatever life deals him, that's what it is. No one's allowed to be noter. It happens to be a lav in the Torah called Lositor. But the Parush has that as a characteristic. Below Magana, he doesn't diss other people. Below Rochel, he doesn't talk about them. He's not interacting with other people. He's basically in his own world. That's Lechor. You know, he's fine. He's not looking at someone else. He's not talking about them. Mesayv Hagavus, he runs away from wielding power, or maybe it means Gaiva. The Sone HaPersomes, doesn't want to be out there. Miyushov, he's calm, a calm person. Mizbonein, a thinking person. Because he's always thinking, do I really need this? He's in the habit of thinking about things. You can't be a true Porush if you don't, because you're always judging and weighing what is a want, what is a need. Maybe it's Shabbos, and you're supposed to like go beyond the pristine precious that you do a whole week, and so on. So he's always being shokel his life. That's probably why that's a characteristic. Savlon, as we said, because he's very accepting of situations. Asir Todoy, he's thankful, because he doesn't feel like he's entitled to anything. You don't feel like you're entitled, so then you're thankful for whatever you have. Rav Busha, because he's not an Azponim, Bosha's Ponim. Ma'at HaNazokim, he makes sure that no one's damaged through any of his actions. He's careful about not damaging other people, whether it's through word, speech, or deed. Okay, we'll stop here.